This is Todd.
Hi, Todd. It's Nadine Medina. I just received your email, so I wanted to follow up with you. How's your day?
Okay. Just getting started.
Okay. I won't keep you long. I know you're busy. So, according to your email, as I'm reading here, you want to go ahead and cancel. Is that correct?
Well, I'm kind of just perplexed is that, you know, it took me a while to get the Google thing, but I mean, you guys were telling me I was going to be on the first page. And now I got guys calling me. They're going, you know, I just did a Google search. So you're using Local Splash?
You know, of course they're going to say that.
Well, I know they are. I realize they're going to do that. And this
yeah.
You know, nice guy. And you know, I tell you, I gave you time and I gave him
right.
time. I rarely give anybody time because my phone, you guys are all telling me and I get burned on this. Almost 100% of the time. I don't care if it's Angie's List, if it's Yelp, if it's it's just not a good tool for my model. I just don't, you know, I had a gal that's a member of the Neighborhood app, which I have a Neighborhood app for
uh-huh.
my neighborhood. I did a carpet cleaning job for her. She was so excited about it. She went, I got 7 jobs within 2 days from her. She never guaranteed
that's
me
awesome.
To get it. Yeah, but
that's
awesome.
What
I'm saying is,
I get it.
You know?
So I actually did a search because I wanted, before I even called you, I wanted to see for myself. So I did type in carpet cleaning, which for me is the obvious keyword, right? I do show
yeah.
you coming up as number 10 on the first page. The first two are the Google Guaranteed program, and then after that is where you see the local listing. So I see you as number 10 on there when I'm searching for carpet cleaning, right? Now,
okay.
I'm not surprised you get a lot of calls like these, Todd, you know, people, and they're going to even throw our name out there. I mean, we have a lot of haters. That I'm not going to deny, right? As far as like, you know, and I know we talked about like, hey, it's going to take a little bit, but I actually found you, as I said, as number 10 on the first page. Now, with that being said, I mean, I'm glad that I'm finding you there, at least for that keyword, right? So
yeah.
one of the things that I want to take a look at, and I do, I mean, you've been with us, what, 9 weeks now, I believe? It's been nine
no,
weeks?
I'm not.
Yeah,
well,
I'm looking
it's like
back.
It's like I was telling this guy, Dan, I go, look, my business,
uh-huh.
Paul, if I give you $240, I need money back almost immediately. I can't just sit there and keep
right.
giving you money.
Right. Can't keep dishing it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, Yelp is just, raked me over the coals. I'm like, and this guy was going, you're going to get more calls than you know what to do with. You're going to tell me to shut it off. Well, he's using an example of a completely different business than I, not even carpet cleaning. I've gotten zero calls. I'm paying $500. Now, do I get leads?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I get leads, and I throw a bid out there, and of course, there's somebody that's so damn desperate they want to give their business away, so I'm not competing with that, and it's, I just, you know, it's just sitting there going, look, I need to be on your guy's side. I need to be on your guy. Well, all I do is send you a lead, and I start making money just for sending you the lead. And that's
right.
That's called good. Money while you go to bed. I only make money when I do the job. That's it.
Right.
So,
no, I hear you. I definitely hear you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have them, I'm going to actually send a message to the team. I want them to kind of review your account to see what else we can do to kind of beef it up for you, right?
Well, I will tell you too, that machine that you guys use for the website that apparently was enhanced or something. I don't use that machine. That's not a machine I use. As a matter of fact,
okay.
I mean, my Facebook guy that was before you guys, he used that machine and I'd get very low income people that just want, you know, they're paying in cash, which is no problem, but you know, their houses are a mess.
They're not the higher end type of clientele that you're looking for.
And they want to not pay because I didn't use that machine. Well, the machine.
Oh, good Lord.
Like,
okay.
You do risk. That's not a reason to not pay me. So, like.
Okay.
So.
Let me do this. I'm going to notate this in the notes. If you give me just a few more minutes. So I'm just putting it here.
And I'm sure that your people can see something that I have on there because I do have the look of my machine out there on like one of my brochures or something like that.
Okay.
That's wrong. Well, so.
I'm just notating here. I'm putting in here, also concerned with the wrong machine being placed on his website. Also concerned with wrong machine photo placed on his website. Not a machine that he particularly uses.
Like if that machine was cleaning upholstery and not carpet, I would have no problem with it because I use that type of machine for upholstery cleaning.
Higher end income clients is what I'm putting. Please review this account and reach out to client. Sorry if you hear me typing all crazy.
Yeah, I can't type like that.
Well, I think I need to cut down my nails too. I'm due.
Uh-oh.
What else we can
do to
improve his search results? So someone's going to be reviewing your account. I notated in there about the photo that's on the website. It's not a particular machine that you use. You're more of targeting the higher end income clients. I put in there that, you know, you're getting calls from other companies, and I'll tell you, I mean, these are things that they need to know as well, and we get it all the time, right? We get people constantly, you know, calling, bad-mouthing us. I don't work like that. I don't care if that company is boo-boo or not. That's not how I work. To me, that's super unprofessional when you talk to a business owner like that. Even when I've had business owners tell me this company is XYZ, I can't stand them.
Well, yeah, and I
hear it out.
Exaggerated, but you know, I'm giving it in a nutshell.
No. Of course. Of course.
He was just that he used two. So I used Thrive, 1 year contract. Failed. I mean,
right.
It was an act. I had to get a buddy of mine that was an attorney to send him a letter just saying, hey, look.
Right.
Tell this guy he has to pay for something he's not receiving on his end for a year, you know, and they eventually got, I mean, they still to this day send me bills with a zero balance on it, but still send them every day, every week or month.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, yeah. That's why we do the month to month, you know. Only because we want to earn your business, okay, month in and month out, Todd. We're not going to lock you in on a contract and hold you hostage and all this and that. Because to me, if something's not working for you, you should be allowed to walk away, right? Without there being all these conditions on it.
Well, the other thing, too, is that if I do a shitty job for my clients, guess what? I stop making money.
Exactly.
And I don't understand why the same thing isn't attached to some of these other businesses. Everything, you know, my wife and I talk about this all day. We're such in, and we try to get our kids not to be these people. We're such in the technology thing. My thing, Nadine, I've always done this. I got thank you cards. I handwrite them. I handwrite them in cursive, for God's sake. And
yeah,
I
no one even does cursive anymore.
I don't sit there and send a thank you by text. I don't sit there, you know, if it's a short, brief meeting, okay, great, but I prefer to be a face-to-face person than, you know, I get it, you're going to get more people in the digital thing, but, you know, the other thing
right.
is, like, you guys are running a Facebook ad for me. I get a person calling me, I have my card with me, I hand it to them, but I sit there and go, you know, you think about it, not only is it scary for them who connected with me on Facebook, it's scary for me. I don't know these people, and I'm driving into a neighborhood, and I'm like, okay, I've connected with these people on Facebook, never talked to them on the phone, and I'm going to clean their carpets. And I'm in a situation where I'm like going, I mean, we live in a scary time for...
We do. You know what? I'll tell you something, Todd. I never really do online shopping, right? I know it's kind of off subject, but this is our technology nowadays, right? I always go and buy Christmas gifts. So I'm like, okay. And I'm not even joking. I'm checking my bank account because I've purchased some things online, right? I make sure like it's a secured type of, you know what I mean? I'm really super skeptical at times. And I mean, and I've done it this year where I've been purchasing, you know, gifts online because I don't have the time to go shopping.
Sure.
But I'm consistently checking my account because, I mean, if it ends up being like a scam, right? I got bills going out. You know what I mean? I got payments that are automatic payments.
I will tell you that I am on my second card this year. I had two cards last year because my bank call me. You're called, or I'll look at it. I go, my card, what is this? $19.99. I didn't see it. I thought it was some subscription. I've been charged $19.99 for probably a year and a half.
Oh my God.
You know, they're just taking, hey, I'll just keep getting paid by this. I don't know how many other people these guys, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Get your card compromised. The guy, Shelly's got her American Express has been compromised so many times. It's like, God, you keep changing. So.
Are you serious? You know, yeah. Last year I had to change my card because my husband purchased something. And even though it's the same bank account, but what happened was, Amazon, I got this text, oh, your Amazon account, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Amazon don't send a text message like that, right? And
never.
I look at my bank account, right, and I look at my bank account, and I'm not even joking, and one day I've seen, like, it was a total of, like, almost $500 in charges from Amazon, and I immediately called my bank, and they said, you know, did you make these? I said, no, I did not. What happened was it was from my husband's card. He had purchased something online. Somehow his card got compromised, so they had to shut it down. And they're like, okay. And I have the credit union, so they immediately put my money back because they know that it was fraudulent. But still, I had to go to the bank to go get a card instead of waiting the 5 days in the mail. I had to update everything, the billing that I have auto payments on. I'm like, it was a hassle, you know? So that's why I'm super careful, super, super skeptical. You know what I mean? I just need to make sure like everything's legit, you know?
I get texts. I've been getting texts every day saying, can't deliver this to your house because it's the wrong address. Could you please confirm the address? It's like by text. They go, well, yeah, the mail department or the FedEx and, U.S. Mail, all that. They aren't going to send me a text on that. So anyway, I got to get rolling here because I'm going to get shopping.
Someone's going to be looking over everything and then they'll get back with you. Okay. But I wanted to make sure that I called you. All right,
okay,
Todd.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.